Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, may the force be with you. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I've got C-3PO here with me now, folks, also known as Rich Galen. He's the publisher and the writer and the executive editor and also the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, which is a thrice weekly cyber column all about politics. Rich is of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right. And he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So Rich, what is the big news out of the Republican camp this week is Herman Cain's straw poll win in Florida. I mean, that's kind of big, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, because everybody's talking about it. Actually, nobody's talking about it. What they're talking about is the effects of it and whether or not New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will now get into the race.
Right.
And for Herman Cain, he can't get his name until the 15th graph. It's a little bit like Michelle Bachmann having won the straw poll in Iowa, big, huge win, and yeah. Perry gets in the same day, and, you know, suddenly she disappears from the radar. This is a tough business, tough game, made tougher, actually, by the change in the news cycle, which is not a daily news cycle. It's not even an hourly news cycle. It's a second-by-second yeah. news cycle. I was talking to a reporter the other day. Now that everybody has a blog and every you know, the newspaper's website is often more valuable than the newspaper
right.
version, that everybody's a wire service reporter. Everybody's just hounding out all day, every day. And so, you know, everybody's looking for something new to jump on. And I wrote about this in the column for today that the Twitterverse exploded on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening after the Herman Cain win in Florida, and it exploded with, "Will this change Chris Christie's mind?" I mean, nobody's talking about Herman Cain.
Yeah.
But once these things catch hold, and because now especially reporters see what each other is writing and with Twitter what they're thinking about, it's more like a school of fish. You know, there's the famous shots you see from below
yeah. Oh, yeah.
with a school of fish with the sunlight above them.
It's
That's exactly what they're like. I mean, they just turn on a dime and
right.
everybody heads in the other direction.
Well, and that's called the OSO syndrome.
What's that?
Ooh, shiny object. So that's what you're talking about. But I want to come back. I want to give Herman Cain his moment on my show, at least. I've met Herman
okay.
Cain. In fact, he was my opening act one time. And I'm joking, folks. But he was on the stage before I was in Washington a couple of years ago. And he and I are going to be on the same stage again in November at an event that he and I are both going to be keynoting. And I like this guy. I like what he says. And I'll tell you right now, I've always liked him, but I was worried about his ability to get any traction. But I'm telling you something, that straw poll in Florida, Rich, you tell me, I mean, that wasn't some half-baked straw poll. Those were serious Republican primary voters, weren't they?
Well, they were, and let's go back to Herman Cain's bona fides. Nobody doesn't like Herman Cain, and nobody doesn't think he's smart. The question is, does he know enough to be president of the United States? And I think the answer is no. And we are currently going through a period where we gave a guy with zero experience
yeah.
a chance to see if somebody with new eyes could find new ways to do this. And the answer is, it's tougher than it looks. And
well,
I think
okay.
the qualities you're describing don't necessarily mean, okay, he can be president.
Yeah.
I just don't think he can.
All right. So, well, does Michelle Bachmann qualify?
Nope. No,
okay.
she's not. That's
right.
why she's
so you think you th- so you think, and I'm not saying this as if I don't agree with you, but you think that you need to have executive background, executive experience in
right.
government. Not of course, Herman Cain's got plenty of executive experience. He doesn't have any executive government experience.
I can't. There's no Godfather pizzas up here. You can't find one. So it's not even a national brand.
Well, it's a pretty big brand. But anyway, never mind. He's still an executive. But my point is, you think when you say executive, you're thinking governor, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why governors tend to make A, better candidates, and B, better presidents, because no governor has ever said to the DMV guy, you know, you're handing out those license plates horizontally. I think we should hand them out vertically. Mm-hmm. That's what congressmen and senators and business managers do all the time. They look at the details and they kind of worry over.
So,
and that's their job.
So you think Herman Cain he's had his 15 minutes and maybe he'll have another one, but it won't ultimately mean anything.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't say this disparagingly.
Right.
But it's a little bit like Ron Paul.
You're,
I mean, he's
well, you're
just,
you're a pro. You get to say these things. Stand by, Rich. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.